Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. And this breaking story, President Donald Trump says on social media that Israel and Iran have agreed to a complete and total ceasefire to be phased in over 24 hours. The president said late Monday on Truth Social that the ceasefire would bring an official end to the war, a major change in the hostilities that follows a U.S. strike over the weekend on three Iranian nuclear sites. Mr. Trump says, on the assumption that everything works as it should, which it will, I would like to congratulate both countries, Israel and Iran, on having the stamina, courage, and intelligence to end what should be called the 12-day war. Once again, President Trump has announced a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. A potentially life-threatening heat wave hit the east coast of the United States on Monday, with temperatures expected to climb to 104 degrees. Rehoboth visitor from Massachusetts, Laura Macaluso, shares her thoughts on heat warnings.
My thoughts on the heat warnings are, you know, you got to be careful. You got to stay hydrated and just don't stand in the sun for too long if there's any sun to be had.
The heat wave is expected to last through the end of the week. There's been an increase in abortions.
A new report finds that the number of abortions in the United States increased in 2024 as more women obtained pills through telehealth. The latest We Count project for the Society of Family Planning finds that one in four abortions uses medications prescribed by a provider who does not see the patient in person. That is up from one in 20 in the months before the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. A battle over the Ten Commandments in Illinois.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's leading atheist organization, is leading a lawsuit against Jefferson County over a monument bearing the Decalogue on the grounds of the county courthouse. The foundation claims it's a violation of the Constitution, but supporters point out that the Supreme Court has approved such displays in the past. The foundation spends most of its time seeking to remove all traces of Christianity from the public square. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The acting chair of the federal agency that enforces workers' rights is defending her decision to drop lawsuits that seek to defend transgender people, saying her agency must comply with President Trump's orders. Andrea Lucas, who was first appointed to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in 2020 and elevated to chair in January, spoke recently at her Senate confirmation hearing. This is SRN News. Tesla robo-taxis have hit the streets of the electric vehicle maker's hometown.
The company has launched a test run of driverless vehicles in Austin, Texas. From a business standpoint, the bar is high. Tesla rival Waymo already operates driverless taxis in several cities and will not give up market share easily. Still, Elon Musk, who has long promised to put a fleet of driverless Tesla robo-taxis on the roads, vows to eventually corner almost the entire self-driving taxi market. Rich Thomason, Washington.
And again, repeating our top story of this hour, breaking news, President Trump says on social media that Israel and Iran have agreed to a complete and total ceasefire to be phased in over 24 hours. He says the ceasefire would bring an official end to the war. More details at srnnews.com.